Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today we're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries in our relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? Like a rechargeable battery that's always in the fritz because someone keeps draining it. Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about protecting your well-being, your time, and your energy so you can show up as your best self in all your relationships. Think of them like fences around a garden. They help keep things neat, organized, and thriving. So, what are the 5 key takeaways to help us build those powerful boundaries? First, know yourself. Seriously, take some time to reflect on your values, needs, and limits. What makes you feel drained or disrespected? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Once you have a clear understanding of yourself, it's easy to communicate what you need and expect from others. You know that feeling when someone takes advantage of your kindness? Or when you agree to something because you don't want to disappoint them even though it's not right for you? That's a boundary gone rogue. Second, communicate clearly and directly. No more beating around the bush or hoping people will just magically know what you need. Be assertive but respectful. Use as statements like, I feel overwhelmed when, or I need some time to myself. It takes practice, but it's worth it. You'll be amazed how much clearer things become when you speak your truth. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. If you don't tell the waiter what you want, you're not going to get what you crave. Third, set realistic expectations. Let's face it, people aren't perfect, and sometimes they slip up. Don't expect everyone to walk on eggshells around you all the time. Be understanding but firm in your boundaries. It's about finding a balance between being accommodating and staying true to yourself. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no. This is a big one, folks. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or values. Remember, saying yes to everything means saying no to taking care of yourself. So next time someone asks you to do something you're not comfortable with, say it with confidence. No, thank you. You deserve a life filled with things you enjoy and that nourish your soul. And finally, practice self-care. Setting boundaries is about protecting your well-being, so make sure you're taking care of yourself. Whether it's through meditation, exercise, spending time in nature, or simply having some quiet time to recharge, prioritize activities that bring you joy and help you feel grounded. You know those times when someone just keeps pushing your buttons? Maybe a friend who always cancels plans at the last minute or a coworker who demands your time even when you're swamped. Imagine going through that same scenario but with healthy boundaries in place. It's like having an invisible force field around you that gently deflects negativity and protects your energy. Think about that annoying neighbor who blasts music late at night. Instead of letting their actions ruin your sleep, you politely but firmly ask them to turn it down after a certain hour. You might even offer some earplugs for yourself. By setting that boundary, you're taking control of your situation and creating a more peaceful environment for yourself. So remember, friends, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being rigid or controlling. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your well-being, and creating fulfilling relationships where everyone feels respected and valued. Remember those 5 key takeaways: know yourself, communicate clearly, set realistic expectations, say no with confidence, and prioritize self-care. And hey, if you find this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some boundary-setting wisdom. Leave a review and let me know your thoughts on our social media channels. Join the conversation, we're all in this together. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep leveling up those relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.